You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney woman Rachel Natoli is a domestic violence survivor turned campaigner. She says when she left an eight-year-long physically and emotionally abusive relationship, she never imagined the hardest part was yet to come.
If perpetrators can't abuse you in the normal ways, they use systematic abuse. And so he made false allegations to Housing New South Wales, he made false allegations to Centrelink, to Legal Aid.
According to RMIT University, more than 2 million Australians have experienced or will experience financial abuse in their lifetime, and the majority of victims are women. And when it comes to women with a disability or long-term health condition, almost a quarter had a history of economic abuse. Now New South Wales' first specialist financial abuse team has been launched to provide legal advice to those who may be experiencing mistreatment. Financial abuse team leader Laura Bianchi from Redfern Legal Centre in Sydney says the team will use each case to identify systemic issues.
In order to really have long-term sustained change in this area, we feel that it is important to look at the trends, things that are happening to a lot of people, and be able to look at the root cause of those issues and try and address them from that perspective rather than just consistently putting out spot fires by helping individuals. Of course, we want to get great outcomes for the individual, but we'd really like to see broader change.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies says financial abuse is the most common form of abuse experienced by elderly people. And in some communities, poor health, remote living and poverty can make some Indigenous people more susceptible. Ms Natoli, who now runs the Lokai Abuse Survivors Support Group, says anyone can fall victim, and insecurity is a major factor.
It's not necessarily physical, it is emotional and financial. And when you are in a financially abusive relationship, it's much harder to leave. And they know that if they leave, they're going to be dragged through the family courts for years over the finances. And also, so it's not a criminal act to withhold money from somebody in that relationship status. So you can't go to the police and expect them to protect you in the same way as if you're physically assaulted.
Pro bono lawyer Ali French says often people don't realise they're victims of financial abuse.
Clients that we see at the Financial Abuse Legal Service have been in relationships with a person that they often have trusted, often for many, many years. And you don't think that someone that you love and care and that loves and cares for you financially abuses you and controls you to the point where you have no money. So I think coming to the realization that that's the type of relationship you're in is really difficult, and helping clients recognize that it's not their fault that they've been controlled is one of the important parts of the service.
Currently, Tasmania is the only state where financial abuse is recognized as a crime. Elsewhere, it falls under the umbrella of family violence. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.